visiting teaching message. Study this material and, as appropriate, discuss it with the sisters you visit. Use the questions to help you strengthen your sisters and to make Relief Society an active part of your own life. An extensive sphere of action. The Lord, His church, families, and communities need the influence of righteous women. In fact, Elder M. Russell Ballard of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles taught that every sister in this church who has made covenants with the Lord has a divine mandate to help save souls, to lead the women of the world, to strengthen the homes of Zion, and to build the kingdom of God. Some sisters may wonder if they can accomplish such lofty aims. But as Eliza R. Snow, Second Relief Society General President, explained, there is no sister so isolated, and her sphere so narrow, but what she can do a great deal towards establishing the kingdom of God upon the earth. Sister Snow also taught that Relief Society was organized for the accomplishment of every good and noble work. Participation in Relief Society enlarges our spheres of influence by giving each sister opportunities to build faith, to strengthen families and homes, and to provide service both at home and throughout the world. And fortunately, our efforts as individuals and as relief societies need not be large and overwhelming, but they should be deliberate and consistent. Righteous practices such as daily personal and family prayer, daily scripture study, and consistently magnifying church callings will help increase faith and build the Lord's kingdom. To sisters who wonder if these seemingly quiet contributions make a difference, Elder Ballard affirms, every sister who stands for truth and righteousness diminishes the influence of evil. Every sister who strengthens and protects her family is doing the work of God. Every sister who lives as a woman of God becomes a beacon for others to follow and plant seeds of righteous influence that will be harvested for decades to come. From our history, Eliza R. Snow, who had served as secretary when Relief Society was organized in Nauvoo, was called by President Brigham Young to travel throughout the church, helping bishops organize Relief Society in their wards. Sister Snow taught, if any of the daughters and mothers in Israel are feeling in the least circumscribed, limited, in their present spheres, they will now find ample scope for every power and capability for doing good with which they are most liberally endowed. President Young has turned the key to a wide and extensive sphere of action and usefulness. What can I do? 1. How can I help the sisters I visit recognize and act on their ability to be a righteous influence? 2. How can I use my unique gifts and talents to bless others? From the Scriptures, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 4 through 18, 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 18 and 19, Mosiah, chapter 4, verse 27. Articles of Faith, chapter 1, verse 13. For more information, go to reliefsociety.lds.org. End of the article, Visiting Teaching Message, An Extensive Sphere of Action.